And so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like Squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well...
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Today is July 9th, Intern Appreciation Day. Dear intern, you do menial and degrading tasks no one else wants to do, and you do it for no money. We just like to say we appreciate that. Have a great Intern Appreciation Day right after you fetch us more coffee. Let's go, quick like a bunny. I'm thirsty over here.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Fox confirms the House is expected to vote on holding Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in criminal contempt for withholding documents about efforts to add a citizenship question to next year's census.
House Democrats want to punish the officials for defying a subpoena for documents they believe could shed light on the Trump administration's motive for asking a citizenship question. The Justice Department says it has a new legal team reviewing options for adding the question, including an executive order by the president, a move that could face legal challenges.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. The first dropout of the Democratic Party presidential race, California Congressman Eric Swalwell, says he's ending his campaign.
It is the beginning of an opportunity in Congress with a new perspective.
Oh my God.
Shaped by the lives that have touched mine and our campaign throughout these last 3 months.
He was polling around 1% and didn't get a boost after the first debate. This is Fox News.
We're a little out of sequence here.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
You found a morning radio program that's just as intriguing as a 7-10 split, starring Greg Budell.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me.
Jay Scott.
I told that crowd 1,000 times I don't roll on Shabbos.
Emily Hayes.
You're not glowing.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Isn't this guy supposed to be a millionaire?
He looks like a loser.
Hey, at least I'm housebroken.
Remember, if your toe goes over the line, you mark it a zero. Here comes three men and a lady.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
As we mentioned earlier, John Turturro is getting his Big Lebowski sequel ready to go. Don't miss a moment of Three Men and a Lady with yours truly, Greg Budell.
Jay Scott.
Jay Scott. Emily Hayes. And the occasionally
incorrigible
Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
It's oppressive out there this morning with that dew point of 76, humidity 84%, and the heat advisory is in effect for today. There's not a drop of rain on the radar at the moment, but the high temperature should be around 97, heat index 105 to 110, and we think that's going to lead to a decent supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, low tonight 77. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, high 95, but we do have that weather system that we're still monitoring over in Georgia. In fact, yesterday it got a number. It's INVEST 92L. That means the National Hurricane Center now has special tropical models to monitor this system, and we think when it gets to the northern Gulf of Mexico, it will almost certainly be a tropical depression or a tropical storm. Certainly today's Tuesday. Let's say it'll happen by Thursday, if not sooner, and then maybe affecting a portion of the Louisiana or Texas coastline, maybe as a tropical storm as we get closer to Saturday. We'll see. How will that affect us? That remains to be seen as well. We think the rain chances will be a little bit higher Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Right now, this morning, 81 degrees and calm winds. It's very oppressive at 8:07.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck.
you'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
You remember just before the top of the hour, I was talking about being in California right now while they're having all these earthquake swarms and stuff. Mm-hmm. Has the big one already happened, or is this the,
precursor
to something really? I had no idea how many songs were earthquake appropriate until I heard this. It's the end of the world as we know
it. I feel the earth move under my feet.
I'm picking up good vibrations. Shake
it up. We're going to shake things up.
Make sure you shake your head. Shake
it up. Baby, hold on to me.
I'm all shook up.
Cause the world starts shaking. The house is quaking. Oh,
I can't seem to stand on my own two feet.
You know, I was driving the other day, and all of a sudden, it seemed like the road was moving. I couldn't keep my car between the lines. And then Mrs. Ritter-Buttle said, remember, we're driving through Millbrook.
Yeah. Oh, there's your reason right there. Yeah, I've never been in, I've never felt the earth shake, though, from an earthquake. Have you, have any?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah, there was one, it was the night after prom in 2003. Something happened way north, but you could feel it. In Coleman.
I was in a minor one in Illinois, but none of us knew it had happened. The only way we knew was that it was bowling night. The Champagne Mixers League at Laredo Lanes in Chicago, Thursday night. All the pins fell down. Nobody felt it, but there was enough vibration. Everybody was getting ready to throw, and all the pins fell.
Isn't it funny, people in California say that, I could never live in Alabama because of the tornado threat. And it's, for me, it's just the opposite about California. Because we know what days could be a tornado day, but we don't know what day could be a tornado.
You know when to be alert?
Yeah.
And in California, the October 17th quake of 89, you got 50,000 people waiting for a World Series game to start.
On a beautiful day.
A beautiful day, rush hour traffic, and all of a sudden, man, things change in a real hurry. 9 minutes after 8.
Mr. Sandman.
How are you, sir?
Oh, I am well. How's everybody there?
We're good.
Good, yeah. Well, my Independence Day sale is going to come to an end, so I'll start another one.
No.
I don't know what it's going to be yet, but it'll start.
Pre-Labor
Day. Don't worry. Yeah, pre-Labor Day.
Back to school. Or post-Independence Day. That's another one.
Well, actually, back to school, especially for those going
to be mattress.
Back to school is definitely high on the list because if you've got kids going off to college, especially, they need a mattress, come see us. And not to knock Troy University. My daughter went there. If you're going into the dorms there and depending on their mattress to be a decent mattress, don't. I've had too many stories. You know, I took my daughter there, of course, this was years ago. The mattress they expected her to sleep on, you could actually see through it. It was so wore out. I've had stories from other people who've been down there and had the same issue. We have twin long mattresses, which is what is used in the dorm, and a bunch of them that are not real expensive. But your child needs a good mattress to sleep on, especially in college. When they're studying hard, they're probably playing hard. The time they do sleep, they need to be able to get a good restful sleep. So come see us. You can get a really good mattress without breaking the bank. But it will make a world of difference to a child who's going off to college somewhere. And the other thing is, I'm not going to go there. But we got mattresses, we got beds. I was trying to think of something funny to say, and then as it ran into my head, it really wasn't funny.
Boy, I wish I had that.
You're better than most of them.
I've been there.
Come see us. We've got a sale going on. Mattresses, headboards, beds, odd furniture pieces, chest dressers and mirrors, things you might need for college students or for your own home. Fabulous premium mattresses now that are just amazingly comfortable and priced within reach of most budgets. We're not going to finance it for 5 or 8 years like some of these places do. But, you know, if, like I've said before, if it's going to take you 5 or 7 or 8 years to pay for a mattress, you don't need that mattress. You can get a really good mattress for under $1,000. But if you want to spend $2,000 or $3,000, we'll give you the best mattress you'll find in Montgomery. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Millbrook. We're 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side of Highway 14. And we're open 10 to 6 Tuesday through Saturday. And we appreciate it.
And we appreciate you, Mr. Sandman. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, it is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Today's conundrum worth a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro.
Mm-hmm.
I see two checks and a meh.
I kind of think that this might be a fun one to do.
I liked it too.
Well,
meh is from, you know, Miss Meh over here.
Oh.
Miss Meh.
I didn't think they were good. I didn't think they were as good as the ones that we voted on yesterday and had unity on. So, you know, whatever. Yeah, I'm the one that wrote meh.
Emily Mez.
We may not have
unity. That was good.
But two out of three ain't bad, as Meatloaf once said. So three, because three out of four of us have one of these.
Uh huh.
But half of those that are owned by three out of four people don't work. So what is this item?
Oh, I see.
With such a high failure rate.
I see. Okay.
All right.
Man.
Our number is 272-9228. 272-9228. Operator J is standing by right now to take your call.
Operator.
272-9228 again. Three out of four of us own one, but half of the ones we own don't work. 272-9228 as we have the traffic dungeon at 813.
We are rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch sees traffic mellowing out just a bit. We still have a little bit of a delay on I-65 southbound as you reach the downtown area. If you're on I-85, the police are still working an accident northbound at Ann Street, so be careful there. Traffic on the boulevards returning back to a normal flow. Be careful around the intersections. If you're on the 31s, we don't see any problems for you. You should have a smooth ride right on into town. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems to not only keep your pet in your yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, Robert C. wants to be the first to take a crack at this conundrum. Again, something three out of four of us own one, but half of the ones we own don't work. Robert, what's your guess?
Well, I know it's true for me, and that's flashlight.
He says flashlights. Could that be it?
Guess what?
Your button, by the way, is not working. Can we look at this, Jay?
Well, it's because we've broken the turn-off button.
Yeah. Do you want to use my mic? I don't use it a lot.
It's okay. I talk enough.
You're back on.
No, he's back on.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's the off button.
I know. We slammed that thing too hard and we broke it.
How many flashlights do you have at your house, Robert?
I don't slam it.
Well, I probably have at least six, and I'm fortunate if one or two of them are working.
I think I've got one working, and I know of about four or five.
I just use my phone.
Yeah, well, that's a good. That's
a good way to burn the battery out quickly too.
Yeah,
if you forget to turn it off.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah.
Well, congratulations for solving this so quickly. Now we can go to stupid news a little sooner than I thought. And you have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Thanks, Robert.
Well, thank you.
All right.
And hello.
Yes.
Are you there?
Do you say hello or shalom?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. But while Jay is gathering information.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily. And I would have Jay's help with this, but he's busy getting our winner's information for the Seafood Bistro, although he just gave me the shoe hand.
And a bug flyer.
Oh. Well, there's that. You know, the Seafood Bistro was closed in observance of Independence Day, but they've been back open for a handful of days now, which means you can get your hands on some of the tastiest seafood in town. Might we recommend a meal that consists of the shrimp tacos? I would get them blackened. That comes to the side of their style of Spanish rice, which is a nice fusion of their heritage. And why not start the whole meal with the best fried green tomatoes in town? We're not talking heavily battered where you're just biting through to mush. I mean, these are lightly battered, perfectly fried green tomatoes, and you're gonna love them. That and many more things for you are waiting at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can find the Seafood Bistro online at the Seafood Bistro Adakim. You can also place your order through any of the local delivery apps. But, of course, we always like you to go in and say hey to Paul and Jessica at 1651 Perry Hill Road. That's where you will find the Seafood Bistro.
All right. To everybody that tried to solve the conundrum, we got your name and last initial. You'll be in our end-of-the-week prize drawing for some really great stuff. So you did not waste your time. You did not make the effort in vain. At 8:17, stupid news coming up next.
This is from Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. The search continues for 26-year-old Kelsey Nicole Starling. She's been missing since a boat crash in the Rock Creek area of Smith Lake last Thursday night. Starling works at an elementary school in Birmingham and is originally from Troy. New technology is helping Autauga County 911 cut down on the time it takes to answer emergency calls. Officials say the Alabama Next Generation Emergency Network has helped cut their call time in half. The technology is being installed across the state. And a former Auburn University president has been approved to come back as its new interim president. Auburn trustees unanimously approved Jay Gouge to fill the position on an interim basis Monday. Gouge replaces Stephen Leith, who left in late June after about 2 years on the job. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now it's time for another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Why does this radio station always call it a block of rock? Why don't they do a flock of rock and play all bird bands, like Flock of Seagulls, Into the Eagles, then some Sheryl Crow with Counting Crows and Black Crows, the Birds, the Yardbirds, Fabulous Thunderbirds, then wrap it all up with Prince's When Doves Cry. I should have been a DJ.
And that was another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Yeah.
Every day is a grind. I'm not gonna take a break. I'm
inspiration for that. One in four people say they have no plans to retire. That doesn't mean it's because they don't have enough money. I think a complete retirement is...
It would bore me.
I think it's death.
I'd be...
I'm not exaggerating.
I wouldn't know how to spend all my hours.
I'd have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I hope that my voice remains deep and resonant.
There's also...
Who let that guy in here?
There's also self-worth, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You would... Right now, you feel like you're doing something.
Yeah. There's that. I also... I don't ask God for much. Just keep my marbles rolling in synchronicity in the brain. And
they sort of are.
For the most part. And then... but, you know, I just had a weekend of what it was like to be retired, I suppose. Because I didn't really have any big plans. And we had a nice weekend, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But by the time Sunday was rolling around, I was getting like, okay, back on the air tomorrow, ready to start. That was the thing to do.
I've got a little weather action going on every day, even on Christmas Day and 4th of July. So I'm pumping out some weather, so I'm never really off.
Guess what, kids? It's time for...
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go. Here we go again with these state rankings. And sorry to say, Alabama just does not fare well in these things, no matter what.
Who's doing this? Like, first of all, what's the subject of the poll or the ranking or whatever? And two, who is a bunch of Yankees putting it on? Like, taking a poll?
I think there's good reason to not completely trust Wallet Hub. And Thrillist is a joke. That's all opinion. But Wallet Hub takes into account various factors. And this is a ranking of the safest of the 57 states.
Oh, okay. Safest.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think now who would be least safe.
Categories include personal and residential safety, financial safety, road safety. By the way,
thing we passed that gas tax.
You could up that a little bit by paving the damn entry ramp to I-85 from Taylor Road going southbound. It's like the Ho Chi Minh Trail there, okay?
As someone who travels another way into work, what you're doing on 85, get it done.
And then this morning as I'm exiting 85 at East Boulevard, it's so dark and they've asphalted that whole thing, so you can't see a damn thing. I don't know what I ran over, but it made a loud metal noise, and I've been looking at my tires every time I go downstairs to see how traffic's doing. All right, so that's a factor. Road safety, workplace safety, and emergency preparedness. Based on all of these overall scores, Minnesota Stan was deemed the safest state in the country.
Well,
and always there to protect us, coming in dead last, Mississippi. but we rank number 45.
Thank God for Mississippi always being there.
We're just ahead of Missouri and Oklahoma. No, we're just ahead of Texas and Arkansas and Florida.
Really, Florida's fared pretty bad, huh?
It's the crime there that does them in. Louisiana, Mississippi, number 49 and 50. Oklahoma, Missouri ranked just ahead of us. Let's count them down. Top 40 style, shall we?
Number 5.
Connecticut is the fifth safest state.
Number 4.
Utah.
All right.
Not really a surprise.
Number 3.
Maine.
Huh.
And you know why Maine is a good state?
I don't know.
It's got good government.
It's beautiful.
And it is, yeah. I know somebody that was going up. That's, you know, I've always said that I pretty much traveled everywhere I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And I got to Boston, but my big plan was always to fly to Boston, rent something comfortable, and then drive all the way up through the Eastern Seaboard, you know.
Yeah.
Up to Maine, see the lighthouses and all the fishing places and eat a lot of lobster and seafood, eh? But...
Didn't happen?
No, I didn't get it to happen.
What?
I don't know what you're going for.
Number 2.
Vermont.
Okay.
And,
And number one.
Minnesota. If you get away from the Twin Cities, and Minnesota is kind of like Illinois in that you have a big metro area in one corner of the state where the vast majority of the population lives and can pretty much determine and ruin the lives of everybody else, just like Chicago does for Illinois.
True.
But Minnesota is really a pretty state to drive through because it's very green.
Lots of lakes.
Lots of water. Yeah. I have fond memories of Pine River, Minnesota, a little town near where my grandmother and grandfather had a house on a lake. And I used to spend summers up there, and it was great. And they had the old school drugstore with a soda fountain. Yeah. They had a movie theater. I was so sad. They had a movie theater that had a lobby. You know, old school, was built many years ago. And I saw a couple of movies there, one of which was 2001 Space Odyssey. And it had two aisles with about six seats on each side.
And that's cool.
And a balcony that had room for maybe 20 more people.
That's cool.
And I'll never forget how sad I was when Grandma sent me a note saying it burned down.
Aww. Did they have a little drive-in at that town?
They did not have a little drive-in, but the bowling alley. This is so crazy because we went up there before Christmas of 83 during one of the biggest cold snaps of the last century. It was 34 degrees below zero when we arrived with a wind chill of minus 82, 86, somewhere in that range. I had a rental car with 700 miles, and it could. My grandmother had one car in her garage, and that was all she had room for. So to start my car, I had to jump start it off her battery anytime I wanted to leave the house because it was just frozen down. But they had a bowling alley with six lanes. And I'll never forget, we went down there when it was beyond cold. We bowled. But the best part was they made pizza. It was the pizzeria for Pine River. And I'll never forget, on a cold, cold night, how great that piping hot pizza was. That was cool. It was very Mayberry-esque.
Yeah.
A main street, you know.
One stoplight. Did they have a stoplight? A stoplight
in the center.
Fishing hole. Town drunk.
A little redheaded kid bothering you.
Dopey.
Dopey.
Isn't that what Mad Magazine called him in the parody?
Yes. Mad Magazine is shutting down.
Yes, they are.
Oh, man.
Used to be very funny. I used to love the parodies they do of movies and TV shows and stuff.
Yeah. I remember the back page.
I just remember the folding of the back page.
The folding of the back page, right. Yeah. Right. And it's all gone.
Spy versus Spy. I'm
sorry, did that ruin your comment?
I didn't even have a comment.
What was your... Then what are you...
That's fine.
What are you upset about?
I don't want to talk about it.
So there you go. That's the I took a buddy of mine back towards the end of Vietnam. They did the draft lottery.
Uh-huh. I was in that last lottery.
I was in the last two. And I was ready. If I had a high number, I was going to enlist in the Air Force.
Right.
And I got a very high number, and my best friend Keith was number one.
Oh.
So he was going to enlist in the Army. So...
Did they give you a choice? They gave you a choice?
Well, we're almost certainly going to be drafted at number one.
So, in other words, if your number came up, it'd be better to go down to the recruiting office and pick what you want before they
draft you.
They send a letter that starts with greetings.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And this is the insane thing. So before, I was working as a producer for the NBC station at that time. So he wanted to... We went to Minnesota for his last weekend in town. Had a great time. I think it was about 600 miles from Grandma's house to Chicago. And we made that trip back in 7 hours in a Vega. That is some of the most insane driving.
Risky in a Vega.
Yeah, really. When I think back to stuff like this, man, stupid. But there weren't too many people on the road.
Right.
So it was.
You know, I remember, you didn't know these things when you were 16, but we used to... drive on a sheet of ice and not think anything of it.
Yeah. You know, and just carefree.
You know, I get hit by the bus, and I tell you about the chiropractor that fixed me up that lived across the street. So one time, 77th Place is ice packed, and I'm in my Volkswagen, and I'm not speeding. I'm just going down the road trying not to slide into one. And Doc Mallon comes barreling out of his driveway, and I saw him. I hit the brakes. I didn't stop. I couldn't stop. I couldn't move the car. So he plowed right into me. And he got mad at me. He was backing out of his own driveway.
Right.
What am I supposed to do? Well, I fixed you up after that bus. It was a testy time. 8:30, don't you feel like you were there?
I do.
Yep.
8:33. Who wouldn't love to be able to open their eyes, especially those of you, of course, who've had to wear glasses or contacts for years, and have everything come into crystal clear vision? Young Joey has had that experience because he had a vision issue that was correctable with LASIK and had it done. I envy him. And the detail that he was able to see, they call it restoring your HD vision. He could see the individual leaves on trees on the other side of 85 for the first time and things like that. These are little miracles you can't really appreciate until you've had a successful LASIK procedure. The place to have that done is Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road, home to two of the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists in the world, Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. They are, in fact, on a national level, two of the very best, and they live and work right here in Montgomery, as opposed to some who come in once a month and do procedures. These guys are residents of Montgomery Eye. They've been around since the end of World War II, so their customer service is top-notch and excellent. 272-2020 is the number to call. See the refractive surgery counselor. At least get a verdict on whether or not LASIK is an option for you. And, of course, they can help you with all your family eyewear and eye care needs. Montgomery Eye, 272-2020, or visit getlasik.me.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. I guess the big story today is in the short term, the heat advisory in effect for today. And any day in the last eight could have been a heat advisory day. I think we've had two, but we were teetering close to, just about every day. High today around 97, heat index 105 to 110, with scattered showers and thunderstorms and decent supply later on this afternoon. Boy, just after lunch yesterday, they blossomed on the radar. I was lucky enough to get one in my house. Today may be your day. Tonight's low 77. Tomorrow, more scattered storms with a high around 95. Then the storms will be in greater supply, we think, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And, of course, that's good news. Every farmer wants to hear that. An approaching frontal system will be interacting with what could become a tropical depression or tropical storm in the northern Gulf of Mexico. It looks like it's going to skirt the northern Gulf towards Louisiana and Texas, but the jury is still out. Some models disagree. Right now, this morning, we have calm winds, very high humidity at 84%. The temperature is 81, 836.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
By the way, you don't have to wear a cow costume. A cow accessory will get you the freebies at Chick-fil-A today. Wait,
like a cow accessory, what would be one
like
of those?
A cowbell?
Would that
I
work?
Would think that would be enough. That's an accessory. You'd have to probably wear it around
an
your
udder?
Neck.
I was going to say udders.
Udder? And, or show your other udders?
But yeah, that's, All right, we have a report in for Mr. Balaki. This is breaking traffic news.
Uh-oh. Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, we have a tree that has fallen down
on
Forest Hills Drive. Power lines down with that tree. The road's blocked. Hmm. That's Forest Hill Drives, and he'll update us.
Wonder if a vehicle hit the tree.
I don't know. It doesn't say.
There's certainly no wind out there.
We are preparing our Morning Maroon nominees.
Oh.
Yeah. And with today's are some lessons in why you should be real careful with anything involving social media. That's coming up. Let's get your local news first.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. The search continues for 26-year-old Kelsey Nicole Starling. She's been missing since a boat crash in the Rock Creek area of Smith Lake last Thursday night. Starling works at an elementary school in Birmingham and is originally from Troy. A former Auburn University president has been approved to come back as its new interim president. Auburn trustees unanimously approved Jay Gouge to fill a position on an interim basis Monday. Gouge replaces Stephen Leith, who left in late June after about 2 years on the job. And new technology is helping Autauga County 911 cut down on the time it takes to answer emergency calls. Officials say the Alabama Next Generation Emergency Network has helped cut their call time in half. The technology is being installed across the state. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our Tuesday morning traffic, and things look great out on the roadways. We don't see any problems on the boulevard. Everybody's rolling along just fine. If you're on the interstates, they are both up at a speed limit ride, and there are no delays on the 31s. We do have one traffic concern. If you're in the Forest Hills neighborhood off the Atlanta Highway, be careful. A tree has fallen and is blocking Forest Hills Drive all the way across the road, so you'll have to find an alternate route if you're headed that way. Let's be careful this morning. Get to work safely, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there, so if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The best things in life are free.
Hi folks, Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From the makers of Yesterday comes a terrifying twist on this new movie premise. A struggling musician discovers he's the only person on the planet to remember a certain musical group.
This is how you remind me of what I really am.
Oh my God, that's a horrible song. Did you just come up with that?
Nah, it's Nickelback.
What the hell?
hell is a Nickelback?
In theaters now, Rockstar, a film about the one human on Earth who remembers the music of Chad Kroeger, and that's one human too many.
Don't you remember this song?
Oh, I want to be a rock star.
You're never going to be a rock star playing that crap.
Rockstar, coming soon to a theater near you.
Look at this photograph.
Stop it.
All right, 8:42, time for our Morning Maroon nominees. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present, for your consideration, our Morning Maroon nominees. This is an interesting... Actually, I'm going to preface our actual nominees with a reminder to anybody sending a celebratory selfie to double check the contents of your selfie to make sure you didn't accidentally send somebody a picture of something you really didn't want them to see.
When was the last time you took a selfie?
Well, Janelle and I took one on Cutler Bay when really I was down there. Yeah. She took the selfie.
She took it, though. When was the last time you took a selfie?
A while back.
Yeah. What, I was going to say, I don't...
Who wants to look at me?
What, I don't really do those either.
But what could you accidentally have in your selfie?
Well, now, this is here's the thing. What's a woman named Kelsey from the UK sent out this to remind everybody that you should, if you're going to, especially if you're going to send your mom and dad a selfie of you and your new husband, to not include your lubrication bottle.
Oh, in the background?
No, not in the background, like right between them. Check for those things before you send them, because you probably don't want mom and dad to know that Durex is the...
God, Durex.
Sorry, mom and dad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're kind of wired to ignore that, and kids are kind of wired not to think about their parents, and it's really, it's one of those things that makes you feel like a freshly flucked chicken.
You forgot about your lubricant in the picture?
Yeah, what were you thinking? All right, nominee number one today. We go to Disneyland in Anaheim for...
Oh, boy.
Mickey's Toontown. Did you see this?
Oh, I did, yeah.
The weird part about this is one family. Now, if you can't go to a Disney property and at least behave like a human being...
Yeah. For the money you spend to get in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A giant brawl broke out in Toontown.
Oh, man.
Involves men and women. I'm glad women are getting violent and savage just like men. Punching and attacking each other in front of the kids and families. And the worst part of this is they're all related. This is a fan... This is not... Two conflicting families who got into a, you know, so-called pissing contest. Jeez. This is all the same family going there on the same day and ending up punching the crap out of each other at Disney. They were all kicked out.
It's a sad world after all.
Took a while for security to get there.
Yeah.
And it's mainly that one guy just beating up on the women every chance he gets.
Hmm. This
it's goofy.
As long as we're... And Rich is very...
Sorry!
For that joke. Okay, we go to Wisconsin next, where a 24-year-old man got rowdy in Madison, started walking on tables. But instead of just walking on tables to show his agile physical self, he was stepping into people's pizzas.
No,
and that's
man.
Where it got ugly. There goes your pepperoni.
Yeah, it's the pizza.
So this initiated a large brawl. The couple that physically assaulted him for stepping into their pizza also was cited for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. But man, the guy walking on the table that stepped in their pizza. And our final Morning Maroon nominee comes from our state. Horrors from Bremen.
Bremen.
From Bremen.
That's Bremen.
From Bremen, Alabama.
Coleman County.
Yep. Erica Cole got into a little road rage situation the other night and pulled over to the side of the road in front of somebody's house and decided the best way to handle this is to shoot the other driver.
Oh.
But she missed and shot her husband in the head instead. He is okay, in stable condition. She's been arrested for attempted murder. assault and reckless endangerment. No word on if the other driver involved in this little Gunson McGilla was charged with anything, but you know, if you really need, I mean, is that the way to settle? Is it worth it pulling out a gun?
In Bremen, that's the way they handle things.
Well, if you take a look at this lady, I'm going to bet that if they drug test her, they're going to find some.
I thought he'd just say that. Now you don't know.
You're just defending her because she's in
drugs.
Come from Coleman County?
I'm not defending all people from Coleman County, but you know,
can't do that.
So who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
Any one of them would work, but I'm most disturbed about the bra at Mickey's house.
I agree, because there's a time and a place for everything except that.
What a maroon. What an ignorant.
I mean,
where the hell do they think they were? Bremen, Alabama?
Never mind, I won't say anything.
Hey, you know who's got a great new listing?
Who?
Eddie Bader. At
really?
The yes. Ask him about... And really, it's up for sale. It's also available for rent.
But whose property is this?
Why, it's mine.
What?
That's why it only took me like 1 millisecond to think, okay.
Who could I call?
My tenant is leaving. He was a good tenant, by the way. Took good care of the place. Who shall I call to list my property with?
And this is a house that you lived in. So one day it could be on the National Historic Homes Register.
Somebody could be in there and find some, you know,
Sticks memorabilia.
Some sort of something there that's like, ooh.
Maybe I will plant a surprise in the house that you'll have to find in the time that you live there.
I bet that one of the dogs did.
No.
I know. It's cleaned out.
But all the flooring is new. All of it. Hardwood and new carpeting, the paint, everything. I mean, it looks awesome.
I'll tell you, it's sharp. It's sharp. And you got it with the right guy, too.
Well, that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. For anybody that's looking to buy or rent, or you're looking to sell or rent your home, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group lives in this universe 24/7. His number is 322-0662. And you can't possibly find somebody who put more effort and energy into bringing a solution to your real estate need, whether you're buying, selling, renting, etc. And he's fun to work with, too.
He's a riot.
He knows his stuff. There's a lot of, what do you call it? I'm looking for the nuance. There's a lot of nuance to this in terms of what you need to do to a property and what's important and so forth.
Right.
If everything else is in good shape. And I've learned so much about what makes a property more attractive. Not the big picture stuff. Obviously, you want a nice, clean place to live. You want a nice exterior on the property. But the nuance of what makes a difference with people is also important. And he knows that inside out. Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Last look at the road.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our Tuesday morning traffic, and things look great out on the roadways. We don't see any problems on the boulevard. Everybody's rolling along just fine. If you're on the interstates, they are both up at a speed limit ride, and there are no delays on the 31s. We do have one traffic concern. If you're in the Forest Hills neighborhood off the Atlanta Highway, be careful. A tree has fallen and is blocking Forest Hills Drive all the way across the road, so you'll have to find an alternate route if you're headed that way. Let's be careful this morning, get to work safely, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I don't know if y'all heard, but the Jim Beam warehouse caught on fire and 45,000 barrels of precious bourbon went up in flames. Gosh, I ain't cried this hard since the great Bartles and James wine cooler fire of 84. But look, all hope ain't lost. Apparently, a buttload of bourbon done run off into the Kentucky River, so I'm about to grab my floaties and a straw and turn this national tragedy into personal triumph. I even heard on the news there's so much Jim Beam in the river, the fish are just up and dying. So I guess after I'm done drinking my weight in Jim Beam, I'll be feasting on a bunch of lightweight carp that couldn't quite hold their liquor. Amateurs. And God, if you're listening, I hope this ain't asking too much, but if an 18-wheeler hauling a bunch of menthols could spill out onto the highway in front of me on my way down to Kentucky, I will never ask you to fix another wet t-shirt contest in my favor again. Amen.
8:53 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Was it Wednesday? Wednesday last week, I was driving home. I don't know if any of you caught. It was the day before the 4th.
Yeah.
Barron's segment was after the 10 o'clock hour. He did a spontaneous riff on America that was one of the best off-the-cuff radio segments I've heard in my whole life.
I wish I would have heard that. I didn't hear it.
It's amazing. I sometimes feel envious and jealous when
he's a very sharp.
People are smarter than I am.
He's a sharp young man.
If I wasn't sexy, I would have never gotten into this business. Oh, stop making the face.
Why is it always me?
You make these faces like you just ate a something you didn't, not agreeable. Randy Burkhalter from Preble Farm Center is on the line. Randy, I got bad news.
What happened, Greg?
Well, between lack of rain.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my
tomatoes.
Tomato crop, I mean, it's produced some, but it's been a tough. So what I wanted to ask is there another tomato plant that I can plant at this point in the season and still have it bear fruit?
Oh, yeah. I planted, I think, four here just Saturday after we closed. Got off work. I went out there and planted four more here. And I planted the heat-tolerant variety.
Yeah.
What's called heat set.
What is it called?
Heat set. Oh. And there's several varieties within that class. One is called Heat Master. All of them are determinant varieties, so they'll set the fruit pretty much at one time. You know, they'll set the majority of their fruit. But, yeah, I mean, it's not too late to plant. Not too late to plant a lot of things here. And as far as your other tomatoes, and honestly, and we've got some out here that look like that, too. They look terrible. Just hang on. They'll be fine. When it cools off, unless they're just absolutely dead, they'll come back. They'll produce again, particularly if they're in the term of variety.
Well, I will probably be up very early Saturday morning to pick up some of those, because I'm not giving up.
No, don't. And, you know, farming in general is kind of a live and learn, and none of us are experts at it. We just keep trying. Pick up a few things here and there and help each other when we can.
And I did the one thing. I had some grass growing. You said that wild grass was drawing nutrients away from the plants. That I've taken care of. So I've got an area that's ready for planting. So that's why I wanted to ask. Hope it's not too late.
No. I bury them deep this time of year. Particularly, of course, I always bury ours. You don't want to plant on bare and deep, but no doubt, this time of the year, they need to be in the ground.
Tomatoes I've gotten were they were classic.
They were tasty.
Homegrown. Not as many as I would have liked. So what else do we need to know about a Prattville farm before we run out of time here?
Well, one thing that works against you, when it gets really hot, tomatoes really don't like to set fruit in those really hot conditions. But again, once it starts to cool off a little bit, they'll come on back and get back alive and go to town. But yeah, come by here. We'll fix you up with some tomatoes and fertilizer or anything else. Our Turf Strong fertilizer is going well. It is specifically designed by us for southern soils and southern turf grass. It's a product we're really proud of, and it'll make that turf grass really a deep green.
I may need some of that too, because there's brown spots in the lawn. It's just been one thing after another this year with the lack of rain and everything else.
Well, yeah, I think we're going to get some rain out of this storm. What do you think?
I think there's an increasing chance, especially
yes.
later in the week. Yeah.
That would be nice. That would be most helpful. Especially if the ground gets wet. That'll make it nice and easy to plant what I want to put in.
Yeah, it does.
We need your location and hours, Randy.
We're 1154 South Memorial Drive. That is about a third of a mile past the Uptown McDonald's. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 to 2 on Saturday.
In church on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
All right, we appreciate it, man.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Okay. All right. We have a couple of minutes to slaughter a kill.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Other than Dennis O'Leary's birthday. Have you ever heard the Dennis O'Leary song?
Mm-mm.
Called, I don't know what, I think it's the I-95 song. But they actually used to play it on the radio in Florida, and it's called the whole song.
Oh, no, I have not.
No, I haven't heard that.
Were you born whole? It's very funny, except it would require a lot of bleeping. I don't think it would go over real big here.
Probably wouldn't work for
us.
Is
it about traffic?
Well, not just traffic, but the people that make traffic worse because they...
Bad drivers?
It's like when I was driving back, about half, at least half of my drive... was in rain that was steady to heavy and occasionally at the downpour level. And especially at the downpour level, there's always one guy, and it's usually, and I'm not knocking people that own pickups at all, but there's usually one guy, and it's usually giant pickup. You're going 55, trying to see, make sure your car stays between the lane dividers,
mm-hmm.
and somebody else. Do they have magic vision? Do they have, some kind of homing device on that thing that allows them to go that fast? It's just not safe.
I've seen it a lot.
So it's kind of a song dedicated to that type of driver.
Who did it, and what was the name of it?
Dennis O'Leary.
Okay, so I've looked up Dennis O'Leary. I know one song.